Borden's. And this one's called Hangin' on MFO. Why do I keep doing that? Where are you? Your CD number two. Take two. The Borden's Hangin'.
I wanna spend
going to play that yet.
That's all right.
Let me cue it up again.
Hey.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yeah, I'm using all three CD players today. It's
right. And then you're uploading everything, so you'll have it up.
And I need it's like I need another hand or something. And the police are here to get me.
Well,
goodbye, everyone.
Hopefully not.
No. I'm not wanted. Not now, anyway.
Me either. I'm good.
Not these days. I'm clean.
No, it's not attractive when you're older and, you know, being in handcuffs. And
no, not at all.
Though it does happen to people. you played two songs off the Bordens.
Exclusive, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Yes, because we just got these and they're not out till December 8th. And you played Hangin' and then you played I Can't Drink You Away, which is self-explanatory, nice love song. And I want to mention my bandmates in the Bordens because I love...
Please do.
I actually love my band. There's been times where, not in this band, but other times I've worked with musicians. I'm like, oh, God. But I actually love the Bordens.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Tom Ledger. He's drum and guitar. We have more...
Maybe that's the Tom who called and was going...
He would never do that.
No?
He's too cool.
Okay.
Then there's Maureen Ledger, guitar vocals. And we all sing. Everyone sings.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Seth Kellogg, guitar and vocals. Danny Modern, bass and vocals. I have two bass players now. Kelly Johnson, bass and vocals. And who am I forgetting? Kelly, Moe, myself, Seth. I think that covers it. Drums, bass, guitar. Anyway, I love the Bordens, and I love what we're doing. And
I'll get to see them all December 1st.
No.
Oh, no.
See,
so
you're confused
December
again.
8th. December 8th.
December 8th. December 1st, you will be seeing Blind Spot and The Knockups and Lizzie Borden, The Axes, Flight of Fire, and then special guest Sheree Curry. And
at Once Ballroom.
At Once Ballroom, and she will be doing She's a Badass with Flight of Fire and doing Runaway songs. And December 8th is the CD release for the Bordens.
Right. Anyone else on that bill?
Oh God, yes. Sue's guitar, which is Sue from My Own Enemy, and Joshua Pickering, and Melt, which are great friends of ours, Melt, the band.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny Modern, who's in the Bordens, is also in Melt. So, in fact, my drummer, John, left the Bordens and went to Melt. We're kind of incestuous.
Mm.
We kind of help each other out, so.
Kinky.
Wicked kinky. Yeah. We are so kinky.
Well, Liz, it's been a blast. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And, having Sheree call in.
I mean, come on.
You really, you know, you bring the stars to the show, huh?
Hey, you know, she's fantastic.
I can't thank you enough.
Yep. She's going to be amazing, and I can't wait. So.
Me neither. I'll see you there, all right?
Yeah. Apparently you will.
Well, stick around. We'll take a couple pictures, all right?
Okay. All right.
And let's play one more by the Bordens, huh?
We're going to do Shake.
You heard the beginning of it already.
Yeah, but there's more to it.
I gave it away. No, there's lots more to it. We're 91.5 MFO. That's Liz Borden. Go see her December 1st at Once Ballroom.
And December 8th at Midway Galleries and Studios.
Yes.
Across from the old channel in Fort Point.
Right on. We're MFO.
holiday season. When you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyer's fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Yo! actor, a friend, and a rock fucking star.
Dick, he's wearing a skirt. Here comes Jane, you know she's sporting a chain. Same hair, evolution. Same build, evolution. Tomorrow, who's gonna fuss? And they love each other so, androgynous. Closer than you know, love each other so. Don't get him wrong, don't get him mad. He might be a father, but he's sure ain't a dad. And she don't need advice to send her. She's happy the way she looks, she's happy with her gender. They love each other so, androgynous. Closer than you know, love each other so, androgynous. They're both of the same, they're overjoyed in this world. Same hair, revolution, unisex, evolution. Tomorrow, who's gonna fuss? And tomorrow, Dick is wearing it. Tomorrow, Jane is wearing a dress. Future outcast, and then all last. And today, the people dress the way that they please, the way they tried to do in the last century. Love each other so, androgynous.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
just 5 years old. You know this, nothing happened at all. Every time she put on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. One fine morning she puts on a New York station and she couldn't believe what she heard at all.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Reavers show. And what have we heard since we've heard Lizzie Borden and the Axes and the Bordens and Flight of Fire and all that cool stuff? We heard Joan Jett and the Blackhearts covering I Want to Be Your Dog. The Neighborhoods, Walking the Dog. The Replacements were in there with Androgynous. Lou Reed from Rock and Roll Animal with Rock and Roll. And yes, right there, brand new Nervous Eaters, She's Gonna Be My Baby. This was sent to me from Rick Hart of Rick Hart, Ace of Heart Records. And big one sheet for this. I was sent a vinyl album. Brand new Real Kids I have here, yeah, too. A vinyl album. I got new Nervous Eaters. They did, they redid Hot Steel and Acid. And I'm going to play some vinyl, brand new Real Kids on vinyl after this Nervous Eaters. And this is something Steve Cataldo wrote. At the end of an off and on cold as hell winter, I turn this down.
Yeah.
At the end of an off and on cold as hell winter, the end of March turned pretty mild during the winter of 1985. That's when the Nervous Eaters and Rick Hart made our way down to Warren, Rhode Island, to Normandy Sound. Engineer Phil Green knew Rick from the many sessions they had done together. Phil knew the Eaters, their sound and songs, which was a pretty big deal to us. So it was just a matter of getting the band energized and Phil dialing our sound in. Then the band giving Rick the takes he liked as we bashed away, live in the studio. I used to argue with Rick about it, maybe laying a drum track down and putting in some overdubs, and which we had done many times at our home studio. Rick would have none of it, live or nothing. Well, we listened to Rick and recorded live. And as the years passed, I realized that Mr. Hart was correct all along as usual. Live in the studio is the only way to go. As you listen to the CD starting with Hot Steel and Acid, you get the picture right away, as if the band is playing live in the listening room of choice. Because, man, we played until we got it right. Until Rick heard what he needed. The Nervous Eaters live on stage in the studio. Everybody stepped up to the plate, and I hope you listen to this. And I hope you listen to this, heard what he needed. I hope you listen to this CD. It takes you back through the years of gigs the band has done and will yet do. To hear the soul and fury of the Nervous Eaters, just the way they sound. Caught in the Moment by Phil Green and Rick Hart. Ever grateful, the Nervous Eaters.
Ah.
Steve Cataldo. I hope I read that
pretty
okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Hot Steel and Acid is a new CD by the Nervous Eaters, recorded in 1985. These 14 songs is how the album was originally envisioned, but only 8 songs were released on an abridged vinyl EP then. Recorded by Rick Hart for Ace of Heart Records. All songs written by Steve Cataldo, except for The Times They Are A-Changin' by Bob Dylan. Available through the Ace of Hearts Records website, PayPal, and Facebook pages, iTunes, and other digital platforms by Ditto Music, and on sale locally at Newbury Comics. You sure about that? I don't think Newbury Comics has a local section anymore.
I know.
National distributors, Revolver, USA Mind Heaven, and Get Hip Records. Very cool. Let's play one more from that, and then we'll get to the Real Kids album, huh? This is Hot Steel and Acid, Nervous Eaters on MFO.
Something.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Okay, I know I'm a crappy reader and, you know, the lights are down. These have been... The typing on this stuff isn't very good, but... What, Marie?
You need a bigger font.
Yes, I need better font, Rick Hart. Now, here's a Real Kids album. Brand new spankin' Real Kids. I guess this is just an 8-song DJ promo record they sent me. Real Kids. Recording by Rick Hart of Ace of Hearts Records again. Recorded and mixed at Q Division Studios. Mastered at Sterling Sound by Ryan Smith. The Real Kids, John Felice, Billy Cole, and Dickie Oates. Jed Williams on drums on all songs except Baby Blue with Randall Gibson. Available through the Ace of Hearts Records website, PayPal, and Facebook pages, iTunes, and other digital platforms by Diddle Music, and on sale locally at Newberry Comics, National Distribution, Revolver, USA, Mind Heaven, and Get Hip Recordings.
Was that Diddle Music? Did I hear that right? Diddle?
Ditto, ditto.
Oh, ditto, okay.
Maybe I said diddle. I don't know.
That's a good name.
So we're going to the vinyl for this one. Hold on to your hats. This one's called Let Me Convince You. New Real Kids, folks, on MFO.
Of a good time is to sit back and shoot crack cocaine into your eyeball while listening to jam band music followed by death metal followed by hip-hop followed by polka followed by some ungodly classical music written by some European. Y'all probably listen to WMFO in Medford because of the crack cocaine. Y'all probably enjoy it. I suggest you mail a check to the trustees of Tufts College, WMFO, Attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155.
Base.
something a little subtle but serious by Smitty Smitty there.
That song?
Yeah, it was subtle but serious. That's the title of it.
Oh, I thought it was a different song.
No.
Uh-huh.
And what else did we hear? Well, we heard Nervous Eaters, Hot Steel and Acid, Real Kids, Let Me Convince You, State of the Union, Bombs in Boston, Smitty Smitty, Subtle and Serious.
I liked it. Liked
and,
it a lot.
And, you know, I
thought it was Iggy Pop, to tell you the truth.
He sounds, sometimes Smitty
that
sounds
song
like
did.
Iggy.
That's, yeah.
Speaking of,
so that's a compliment.
Speaking of Iggy, while I was out having a cigarette, you put up Iggy Pop Kill City, which I think was, I haven't been on Facebook at all since I've been talking to Liz and Cherie Curry. And so
punching all the different buttons.
Yeah. I think I saw that before the show started. Ricky asked for Kill City.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do it for him. Are there any more requests?
If for some reason, they should be the Soto State of the Union was a request.
Okay.
Bombs of Boston.
I'll get on Facebook and see if anything else is up there. Up there.
Okay.
Here's some Iggy Pop for Ricky. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, do you have a request? 855-915-9636 is the number.